homesickness was for the pristine rural farmhouse she'd driven away from in Clearwater 4 hours earlier. Or her parents. "I can't imagine what you've racked up in debt chasing those worldly ambitions," her mother had said disdainfully that morning before she drove away. Not, "I love you." Not, "I'm proud of you for being the first person in our entire family tree to go to college." Not, "Drive safe and call us when you get to Boise." Just a quick, passive-aggressive jab and a tight-lipped frown. While other parents crowed over their first-generation college students, Naya's parents cried actual tears that their only daughter was obstinately headed back to the Den of Sin, a.k.a. Boise State University, for her final semester to complete her Bachelor of Nursing Science degree. Instead of staying in rural Idaho to farm, worship, and pop out babies like God and Blood of the Lamb Church intended. What she'd really be homesick for this year was Jade. Jade, with her loud, honking laugh that made no sense with her petite frame and tiny rosebud lips. Jade, who had brought home endless peanut butter malts from the burger shack where she worked part-time after classes. Jade, whose quick wit and sharp tongue never lashed down at the people she loved. Jade, who did the best impression of Naya's parents to make her laugh whenever the odd letter full of Bible verses arrived. Jade, who was smart, kind, and empathetic. Jade, who, if Naya was being honest, was her only real friend. Jade, who had graduated a semester early and was living at her grandmother's house in Indiana, starting her first job as a nurse. "Seriously, suck it up," Naya chided herself more firmly. Jade wasn't dead. She was just a phone call away. When Naya graduated in December with her own nursing degree, the plan was that she would sell her old Honda, it would never survive the 30-hour drive, and buy a one-way Greyhound ticket to Indy. Then she and Jade would pick up right where they left off as roommates and, hopefully, co-workers. The road crested to reveal a distant glimpse of the tree-studded Boise Valley. She'd be there soon. A quick glance in the rearview mirror made her wince. She'd kept the windows rolled down for the entire car ride to survive the sweltering heat. Now, her long, wild brown hair gave the word windswept a whole new meaning. Dark bags rimmed her tired eyes. A red rash of sunburn bloomed across her cheek on the driver's side where the sun had been beating all afternoon. The cheap foundation she'd dabbed on this morning had turned into a cakey, uneven mess that looked more like a skin condition than makeup. So much for making a good first impression. Sydney, Naya reminded herself for the umpteenth time. Sydney Holcote. Or maybe Holcomb. The only thing Naya really knew about her was that she was into drum circles. Her Meta profile photo showed a cluster of hipsters gathered on a dirty rug, each holding a small, colorful drum in their lap. The girl in the center of the photo, Sydney, had curly red hair and an ultra-realistic tattoo of a cat on her bare shoulder. Her eyes were closed, her lips partly open in a soft smile, her hands mid-beat on the drum she held. Sydney was no Jade, but she looked nice enough. Or at least, interesting. But the only thing that really mattered to Naya was that Sydney was advertising the second bedroom of a house near campus for half the price of anything she'd seen all summer. And she'd looked, scouring the student housing boards and Meta Marketplace. The housing search had consumed her every break at the Taco Tienda in Clearwater, where she'd worked for the summer. And she'd lost count of how many times she'd hidden in the bathroom stalls at Blood of the Lamb Church to sneak a look at her phone and comb through new listings. Naya dutifully attended services each Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Not because she wanted to, but because that was the only way her parents had agreed to let her move back home from college for the summer without tacking on rent. It was in the church bathroom where she'd finally found Sydney's rental listing. It had been posted just 5 minutes earlier. Naya had sent Sydney a message on the app right away, shocked when she replied almost immediately with a winky emoji.